This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. A person who resides in a Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta village tested positive for coronavirus while in Anchorage. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced the positive result Friday and is not releasing the name of the village where the individual resides to protect patient privacy. The person tested positive at the Alaska Native Medical Center and is currently self-isolating in Anchorage. YKHC contacted people who had been in close proximity to the individual to provide testing and instructions on precautions to take. YKHC also sent a team to the village where the individual resides to provide widespread coronavirus testing and to offer medical support. The coronavirus is continuing to spread in Alaska. YKHC confirmed 2 cases within 2 days in Bethel last week, a first for the region. YKHC will be offering testing at the drive-through tent outside the Bethel Hospital for Bethel residents concerned that they might have been exposed to the virus. Testing will be offered today from noon to 4 p.m. No appointment and no doctor referral is necessary. YKHC encourages everyone to continue practicing protective measures to slow or prevent the virus from spreading, including avoiding all non-essential travel, regularly washing hands, remaining more than 6 feet from anyone who does not live in your same household, wearing a mask in public, and frequently disinfecting often touched surfaces in your home. In more coronavirus news, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation is offering free coronavirus tests to all travelers flying into the Bethel Airport. Last week, this testing confirmed 2 cases within 2 days. Less than 60% of passengers are volunteering for this testing. KYUK's Greg Kim reports how the city of Bethel is looking to increase that number to 100%.
On back-to-back days last week, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced that someone in Bethel received a positive test result for COVID-19. YKHC said neither individual is a Bethel resident and that it's highly confident both cases are travel-related. On Wednesday, after the first of the back-to-back cases was announced, the city of Bethel temporarily escalated its Emergency Operations Center to a Level 3 activation, the highest level. But within an hour, city manager Vinny Carraza de-escalated the EOC back to a Level 2.
Because we don't know if it's community spread.
Community spread would mean the virus was being transmitted within the city. Carraza remains cautious. YKHC has stated only 25 to 60% of passengers arriving at the Bethel Airport are volunteering for coronavirus testing. Carraza is concerned that more positive cases of COVID-19 could have entered Bethel without being tested.
And that's what we want to know. If it's 100% testing, is this a back-to-back or is this actually more?
The city is hoping to deploy some of its $8.4 million of CARES Act funding to bring the percentage of passengers opting in for testing at the airport up to 100%. Carraza says since the testing has to be voluntary, the city could offer an incentive.
Whether it's a gift card or a raffle ticket for some prize, but some kind of a financial incentive to catch people's attention to go get tested.
Carraza said the city attorney had already conducted legal analysis to determine this would be an appropriate use of CARES Act funding. He said if YKHC approves of the plan, the city will add a booth to the testing center at the Bethel Airport as soon as possible. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
In economic news, the state has put aside $10 million of federal CARES Act funds to help pay 1 month of housing cost for Alaskans behind in their rent or mortgage because the pandemic has reduced their income. Stacy Barnes, a spokesperson for the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, says households in Bethel that have incomes of $45,000 or less would qualify. The registration for the program begins today online.
If you are in the region and have lost income as a result of this COVID-19 pandemic, you're going to want to visit alaskahousingrelief.org to apply for housing assistance, where you might get $1,200 paid directly to your landlord or your lender to be able to help out with your mortgage or rent payments.
To find out more, you can call or text RELIEF to phone number 833 444-0420. The state expects the need is a lot greater than the funds available, and names on the list will be chosen through a lottery to proceed to the application level. That way, everyone has an equal chance of getting the funds, no matter when they apply, during the application window, which is today, June 15th, through Friday, June 26th. People living in federally funded public housing are not eligible for the state program, but Barnes says there is another federal program designed to help them. To find out more about that federal program, people can go to the Alaska Housing website. Lastly, permanent fund dividends will total $992 this year. The Alaska Department of Revenue released the number on Friday. The funds are being distributed 3 months early this year to help Alaskans during the coronavirus pandemic's economic downturn. Alaskans who are determined eligible for the PFD by June 19th and who choose direct deposit should receive the funds in their bank accounts on or shortly before July 1st. Eligible applicants opting for a paper check should have their checks in the mail starting July 1st. And PFD applications that have not been determined eligible by June 19th will be paid out on a monthly basis by check or direct deposit beginning July 23rd. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please email your comments or news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yuktun coming up.